Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Donna Westmoreland, who is the COO of IMP, who's running a pretty awesome Get Out the Vote campaign over at 930 Club. Donna, first of all, thanks for joining us, and why don't you tell us what you got going on?
Well, thanks for having me. I'm the COO of IMP, which is the parent company of 930 Club, Lincoln Theater, Meriwether Post Pavilion, and we are getting the artists that are performing in the weeks, days leading up to the election to do a little viral video for us and to hashtag 930 says vote, that's S-E-Z, and we're trying to get all of these artists to reach young people and encourage them to vote.
Awesome. Why did you guys think this was sort of a big deal? We've seen some pretty awesome, maybe even record turnouts in recent election cycles. Why is it always important every 4 years to make sure we get the young folks out?
Well, I think everything that we've seen is that the millennials and the young people are going to make the difference. And quite honestly, I've seen a lot of reports that showed that they were perhaps undecided, perhaps not as excited about this election and maybe thinking about sitting it out. So it just seemed like we have all of these cool artists coming through all the time, and if we could just leverage them a little bit to get people to stay involved in the process, it would be good for everybody.
Definitely. You mentioned the artists. What sort of, I guess, how long ago did you start doing it, and what artists do we have here that have recorded so far?
We started doing it, I guess, in early to mid October, and we just sort of came up with the idea and said, well, how quickly can we do it? And so we send somebody in with an iPhone pretty much every night and ask artists if they will cut it, and some do and some don't. The first one we had was Patti Smith. She was doing a book event at the Lincoln Theater and agreed, after she sang people have the power, she agreed to do a little video, and probably most young people don't know who she is, but it was very impassioned. Fanagram did it. Michael Ian Black. We had a bunch of folks at the Benson Ball over the course of the weekend at the Lincoln who did it, and Michael Ian Black, Bridget Everett, and some other comedians, Tig Notaro. Fanagram did a great one the other day. Bio did one, and Sampha, who played U Street Music Hall for us, and we have some more to come. Fred Armisen is playing tonight, and we're going to beg him to do it. Matthew Vasquez, who was with Delta Spirit, mm-hmm. He did it.
And do these get posted to your website or Facebook or both?
They get posted to both. They get tweeted, and they are posted to Facebook. And Instagram too, I think. Hashtag 930 SEZ vote. Check it out.
Awesome. And so are most of the, I mean, obviously we're a news station. We got Republican and Democratic listeners. We try to play it down the line. Is this sort of a bipartisan approach? Is just the idea of let's get people out to vote, whatever, whoever you're going to vote for, just do it.
It is. It was entirely about just asking people to vote. A couple people threw in who they were voting for, but it wasn't because we asked them to do that. It really is just trying to get people motivated to vote because we don't have a voice. 930 Club isn't going to tell anybody who to vote for. We just think that it's the process and participation that is critical.
So cool, yeah. So it's election day, you know, people are hearing this. What's the final sell? Why should they go out and vote?
Well, because all these wonderful artists think they should. But but also because you can't complain if you didn't.
Right.
If you didn't try, you can't complain if you weren't a part of the system.
You got to participate. Make your voice heard. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for doing this. It's a really, really cool idea. Remind our listeners what your Get Out the Vote campaign is called one last time and where they can find out more.
Hashtag 930 says vote. That's 930 SEZVOTE. And 930.com is our website, and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter as well, hashtag 930.
And then after they vote and after we've picked a new president, keep coming to 930. A lot of great shows coming up.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate
it. Thank you.